Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Bryce Podcast, and this episode is the first one recorded ever with the Olympus DM720. Yep, that's right, this is the first one that's recorded on the DM720, and we're going to see how it works out in the podcast. Now today I'm going to talk about the DM720 because I've got it since about April. And I want to make this podcast discussing what I think of the recorder itself. And yes, you can still buy them on Amazon. Yes, so many people say, well, they don't sell them that much. Well, actually, there is a few on Amazon you can get on Amazon. They still sell those. So technically, you can still buy a DM720 through Amazon.com. So without further ado, let's start the episode. If you enjoy it, be sure to make sure to review it. If you're using Spotify for podcasts, or send a voice message. And as for everybody else, review it on your iTunes and wherever else you listen to podcasts. And follow for more great stuff. Alright, so today we're going to talk about the DM720. What do I think of the DM720? Well, so I got this, I would say around my birthday, I got this DM720, and I was looking for a recorder that would be really good that would talk. This recorder does talk, and stereo microphone. Now, there is other good shit I heard a lot about. Dane talked about the Zoom recorders, my buddy Danny Wayne Laney Stangy, who I call him. And he talks about the Zoom H1 and all these Zooms, and not just him, but I've heard a lot about Zooms from other folks, whether I know them or not, or if they're online, everybody talks about the Zooms. I'm sure they're good. I'll probably try those out eventually. We're talking now the DM720. It's a pretty decent little recording device. It has stereo microphones. It also has a, you know, you can put your SD cards in them. If you have SD cards, you can put that in there. You got the headphone piece, which you could probably hook a microphone up to, and the adapter part, which is something you can record something else. Like, I use the adapter part to plug in the radio and record stuff from the radio. Because sometimes I'm going to listen to the radio and I might want to do something like that and record stuff from the radio. Now, I've had many other recorders. I had the VN541 PC. That recorder is questionable, you know. Besides the quality, it also turns off every 5 minutes, which isn't as bad, but it's still questionable. The only way to turn it on is by clicking the side button, flicking that to your right, and then it would record and stop to flick it left. And that's the only way you could turn it on and off, but you couldn't but it was too much, and I'm like, well, I ain't gonna keep doing that. And I've had it for quite a while, and I think it's kind of getting old anyway. It's starting to die off. Had it since 2018. Had it for a long time. But now I got this one, the DM720. Now, besides the headphone and the earpiece, you got the headphone jack and the SD card slot. You also have the way to plug it into your computer. You have that, so if you unlock that, you hear that sound. Bring you the slot so you can plug in. I think the SD card goes in there too. I'm not sure. Now, the only thing I hate about this thing is that the slot that I would use to plug in the computer is so crazy difficult to do. And the reason why is because the thing that I want to push back in, I have to hold that little thing to make sure it doesn't push back in. That's the only thing that, you know, drives me crazy, because I'm like, I'm trying to either charge it in that, but also look at files and put them elsewhere, files that I recorded off this thing. And it does not, you know, it isn't simple just to plug that thing in there for it to work. You have to go to the options in the battery setting and turn that on and off. It also has the hold function, so you can put it on hold if you need to. That same button that you flick to the left also will turn it off and back on too. And you also have settings where you can change the, you know, record type and everything, the format and everything else you need. And let's say when you go to the home screen, you have like recorder, calendar, search, music, which you could listen to music if you have files. I got a ton of stuff pretty much that I could put on my DM720 when it comes to music. Because I got a lot of stuff that I have that I could put on the DM720. The good news about this thing is it's rechargeable, so I can plug the thing in even though it's difficult as hell, and most likely I have to have my mother or someone help me. Just so I can plug it in and get to work. And just for me to get it to work and plug in at a really good, you know, thing, just to get it to work. And it plugs in there, and, you know, once everything ready, it's able to charge. And then after that, I can go and look at all the files on the DM720. And I got quite a few recorded already. But it's complicated just to get the thing to fit. Just to fit the thing in there. And when it comes to fitting the van, the DM720 into the charger port is a thing that drives me crazy. Because then I try to get it to work and then it wants to come push back in. So I could have the slot open. I could open it right now like that. And it punches in easy. Like you get tape, like it likes to push in. Like I don't even have to push in by the thing that I used to open. I could just put my hand to there, or put the computer to there, and it pushes right in. So this I don't like. But at least it's rechargeable, and most likely, probably, I wouldn't have to get a battery. Because usually I always have to always get batteries in there, and like most recorders, and I'm sure most of you know, you have to get the battery and get, you know, change batteries, which I could do once in a while, but with this thing, it can be rechargeable, which I find that pretty good, because most of the time, it's pretty simple to use when it works, and most of the time, I'm using it for all sorts of things, whether it be recording radio, or whether it would be recording, you know, talking like this, listening to music, all sorts of ways of using something like this type of recorder right here. Now, as for size, this feels like a little smaller little recorder. It's lightweight in size, too. It's not heavy at all. And it's pretty good like that, and its size too. It's lightweight, carried around. It also comes with a belt if you need it, like I'm sure some do, so you can like carry the recorder around. If you're taking it out, you can hook it up to something. And you know, it has a couple things you can do. Now, do I like this thing? Yes, I think there are some great things. Again, biggest drawback, trying to get this thing, plugging it in, trying to get the thing to plug in the recorder. That's the biggest thing. Because when there's no power, how else am I going to get it to plug in? The only way to do it is, you guessed it, me plugging it into the computer like that with the slot there. I mean, I could try, I can't, you know, use it, my, because I have tons of cords in this house of things to plug in. But I can't use it. I can't use it. Because none of the cords work. It all has to plug into this thing. Do that. Can't be plugged in with any USB cords. And I have a bunch of them. And when I first got it, ladies and gentlemen, I tried almost just about every single cord I had in this house. Like, literally, I tried every chord that I have in this house. And it just would not go in there, so I thought, well, there's got to be another way that you know, it can get in. It's got to be a good way it can get in there. So I had some help with it and realized, hey, this thing has to be plugged in directly, not through a USB cord, but through the slot, through the thing that you open up. So that alone, not to mention trying to get the thing in there, which is really hard unless you really know what you're doing and you practiced it. You gotta make sure that you hold the thing so it does not pop in, but it will. You can try to plug it in, it will pop in. You know, that in and of itself is something that, you know, I gotta try to work on when trying to plug this thing in and use it, because as someone who's known recorders for a long time, and I'm and plugging things in, you know, I haven't had a recorder like that that plugs in differently like that to a computer source. Because a lot of them plug in with USB. And I have a ton of USB cords that I have that I could plug in things with. And if you're looking for a DM720, I'm sure you can find them other places, but they are selling them on Amazon, so if you like Amazon and you like shopping on there, you can find the DM720. So, there's that. So, go on Amazon and try to get the DM720 or whatever you're thinking, because they do have it available for you to get. Because if you're looking for like a talking recorder, because a lot of them, I grew up with a lot of stuff that didn't talk. A lot of these recorders aren't talking recorders. This one, and along with some other Zoom recorders too that talk, this one talks. So there you have it. There's my little review on it, my standpoint on it as well, and the things that I use this for. If this turns out good, I'm sure I'll probably continue using this for more episodes in the future, because I think this will be a good way of recording it, as well as some other episodes and stuff I do on YouTube, like Bryce Talk Show and stuff like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it for the Bryce Podcast episode and my little review point on the DM720, my likes, my dislikes, and everything in between, and what I use to record on this thing. So if you liked it, you can review this podcast and be sure to do that and follow it for more. For those listening through Spotify for podcasters, be sure to follow that and send a voice message so I can get your feedback that way if you're listening to the show through there, and follow for more. And thanks for at least almost 600 subscribers on YouTube, around 595, 594 right now. For those of you who don't know, I'm on YouTube, so hit your boy up on YouTube, follow me on there as well. Subscribe to the channel, because I always got some great stuff on the good old YouTube. And that'll be it for this episode, so stay tuned for more of those. And I'll talk to y'all next time. Goodbye.